City apartment is actually making the news today. It's making TikTok news.
Oh, okay. Because
the real estate agent is having people roast this poor little apartment. The apartment is in the West Village.
Oh, it's expensive in the West Village.
Okay. So it's got a mini fridge.
Mm-hmm.
No oven, no freezer, no stove, one closet. There's no bathroom or shower in the unit.
How is that possible? Wait, that's not allowed. That's not legal.
You have to venture out into the common area when nature calls and hope that it isn't already occupied.
Oh, it's like an SRO.
Right. So you share a shower and a bathroom with the whole place.
Other people on your floor. You know, I think I know what building this is, actually. There's an SRO building in my old neighborhood. Yeah, I know it.
Okay. So West Village, no bathroom, no freezer, no stove, no oven, a mini fridge. How much is it?
Okay. Well, I know that when I used to live in that neighborhood, which was the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the early 2000s, when I lived in that neighborhood, that SRO building, so I had a friend who lived there. That friend of mine was paying $600 a month, $600 a month for like this room that barely fit a bed, and that was about it. I know exactly what building you're talking about, and he had to share a bathroom and a shower with like eight other people who lived on his floor. And he was paying like $600, $650, and I thought he was crazy, but on the other hand, that was really good for that neighborhood. And that was, oh my God, that was almost 20 years ago. So my guess is it's probably now up to $1,200?
$1,650.
$1,650? Oh my God, that's insane. I mean, that, but then again, that's about location, location, location. That's that cliche about real estate. The West Village is one of the hottest places to live. They have all the best stuff. There's a lot of transportation there. That's kind of where the city all convenes. So almost every train you need is within walking distance. So it's a really, really amazing neighborhood.
People ask me, what is the worst apartment you've ever seen? I'm going to show you.
And before you ask, yes, this is a real apartment.
It's the size of a closet.
Yeah, the whole apartment is the size of a walk-in closet.
Yeah, my closet is bigger than this apartment.
This is what $1,600 gets you in the most desired neighborhood in New York City.
Okay, it's the size of a walk-in closet. It's got one window and a fridge. That's it.
Yeah, but you know, it's the prestige of living in the West Village. That's almost like whatever town you're from, wherever you live, everybody has that one neighborhood where all the really wealthy people live, where all the big townhouses or big mansions or the best stores. Like, that is the place to live in New York City right now, the West Village. So what you're paying for is not that little teeny tiny closet of an apartment. You're paying to be able to live in this really, really exclusive, wealthy neighborhood. All the celebrities live there. In fact, down the block from where this SRO is, because I know where it is, Jon Stewart owns the townhouse there. And then around the corner, Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick own the next townhouse. Every celebrity that you hear of that lives in New York lives in this one area. Like, Taylor Swift is a few blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to live in this very exclusive area with all the... Okay, so if you're spending $1,650 for the place, you better have a lot of money because restaurants around there are expensive. Grocery stores are expensive. I mean, the reason I moved out of that neighborhood is because all the rich people started moving in. I couldn't afford to go to the grocery shop anymore.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, it's... $16 for just a gallon of milk, probably.
I was living in a studio there, a nice size studio. It was about maybe 430 square feet. And I was paying $700 a month. I had a little kitchen. I had a full bathroom, a shower, little dressing room. It was an alcove studio in a very nice building with a doorman for $700 a month. But the supermarket that was downstairs from me got replaced by one of these gourmet supermarkets. And I'd go in there. It was like $5 for a head of lettuce. I'm not even joking. It was like, it was so expensive.
Yeah, this has got to be 60 square feet. I mean, it's just a room.
Yeah. No, it's a closet. It's exactly a closet. And you know what? There's a lot. There are people outbidding each other for that place.
Yeah, there's a line already forming for the closet for $16.50.
Oh yeah, he'll get rid of that no problem. There's so many students in that neighborhood, and it's COVID. Are you kidding? Imagine having your own place. You don't have to have a roommate anymore.
And can you imagine hooking up with a guy at a bar? Where do you live? I live in the West Village. How are you doing? And then you show up to his closet.
But then he can pretend he lives there ironically.
But it's like the hotels in New York. You open the door and it hits the bed. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That's what this place is.